in 586 BCE. The first six of these books, Genesis through Joshua, tell us a lot about the origins of the Israelites and how they came to possess the land of Canaan. The story begins with creation in Genesis, and by the end of the book of Joshua, we have the people at rest in the land of promise. Now, the Hebrew Bible is the only ancient source that directly addresses the question of Israelite origins, so we will be following the tale with a great deal of interest and bringing in other data and evidence as we can. I would assume that the story is well known to many of you, but let me go through it very briefly again, just for those of you that are not completely up to speed on it. After the great flood, the deluge of the world, which Noah survives floating around in his ark, we get the descendants of Noah's three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, and these descendants begin to multiply. They migrate to the land of Shinar, which we think is lower Mesopotamia, being the land of Iraq today. There they begin to construct a great tower with its top, which was supposed to reach the heavens. In order to stop the project, God ordained diversity, and we get the Tower of Babel here. Not able to understand each other anymore, the descendants of Noah's three sons scatter to different parts of the world. Among the distant descendants of Shem, in the ninth generation, is a tent dweller by the name of Abraham. And it is Abraham and his immediate descendants with whom we will be interested in for the rest of this lecture. We are told that Abraham's father had left Ur of the Chaldees in order to migrate to the land of Canaan. That's what the region of Israel was known as in that time, the land of Canaan. But rather than migrating immediately to the land of Canaan, Abraham's father had settled in the vicinity of a place called Haran, H-A-R-A-N, in Upper Mesopotamia. It is only after his father's death that Abraham himself migrates from Haran down to Canaan, and there in Canaan we are told that he lives as a sojourner in the land. That is, he maintained his lifestyle as a tent dweller and resisted integration into the local society. God promised Abraham that someday the whole land would belong to his descendants, and that his descendants would be great in number. So eventually Abraham makes a permanent camp near Hebron and becomes the father of two sons. The older son is named Ishmael. He will become the father of the desert folk. But the favorite and the only son of his wife Sarah is Isaac. Isaac is born when Abraham is 100 years old and Sarah was 90. In the meantime, Lot being Abraham's nephew, settles in one of the cities of the plain in the vicinity of the Dead Sea, and we are told that he barely escapes with his two daughters when God destroys several cities in that area by fire and brimstone, namely the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. It is during this time that Lot's wife is turned into a pillar of salt while they are escaping from Sodom and Gomorrah. Lot's two daughters give birth to two sons. The two sons become the ancestors of the Ammonites and the Moabites, two groups that will interact with the Israelites, but with whom we will not be particularly concerned during this course. After Sarah dies at the age of 127, Abraham remarries and has additional